Madison-based Orbital Technologies Corporation makes small computerized greenhouses designed for growing plants in the zero-gravity conditions of space. Orbital's units weren't on the Columbia, but they've been on past shuttle missions, and until Saturday, were scheduled for multiple trips beginning in 2007. Company Vice President Tom Krebs says the wheat and soybeans grown in the greenhouses now for research could eventually play a key role in the self-sufficiency of future space travel.
So that can be part of a food source, an air conditioning source, air revitalization source, and a water recycling source for longer duration trips such as to the moon or Mars.
There's also hope that genetic modification experiments in space can lead to important breakthroughs for agriculture here on Earth. But the disaster on Saturday has put future shuttle missions and their research on hold. Krebs says he hopes the debate over the shuttle's safety doesn't lead to scrapping the aircraft-style approach to space travel that's become the norm over the past 20 years.
To abandon them at this point would be to abandoning a great resource that the country's invested in heavily, and I think it's worked very well. In fact, if they asked me if I wanted to launch tomorrow, I would launch tomorrow. I would personally go on the shuttle.
Krebs says his enthusiasm in the face of this disaster is a common trait among both researchers like himself and astronauts like those who lost their lives on Saturday.
We're in it because we love space, and we understand that there's long-term great value that's going to come back to all, both in space and on the ground here, from these technology developments.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.